Thank you, Father. Lord, we praise you this morning because though the world swirls around us, God, and seems hopelessly volatile, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And though in many situations we don't understand how they got to be as they are, and we don't know exactly how they will turn out, you are the Alpha and the Omega, and have known and ordained and decreed and planned all things. Lord, it's such a stretch for us to imagine, to comprehend, or to come close to calculating what holds this universe together. But we know from your word that it is in the power of your hand. Father, while this world provides us shifting sands and no material on which to build a strong foundation, ethically, or just for peace of mind or otherwise, our God has spoken, and it is so. Our God has written, and it is never compromised. Our God has decreed a word that will endure long after the grass withers and the flowers fade. Father, your word will be reaping a harvest, and it will not return void, but will accomplish everything that your will intends. Father, here we are as representative, God, proof that your word is powerful, that it can cut to the heart and convict souls and cause knees to bow before the lordship of Christ and then lives to change following that revelation. For every believer in this room, we confess that our whole life hinges on the price that Jesus Christ paid when his blood was shed and his body broken for the remission of our sins. Father, we long this morning to understand more of what that means for us today and how we can share that truth with others. We pray that this time of studying your word would produce fruit to that end. And when it does, that we would be quick to give you glory. That we would not rely on the strength or wisdom of man to provide for us, Lord, the means to deal with this life or even to share our faith. But instead, that we would be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and corrected by your word so that we might be a voice simply echoing what you have already said. Lord, let that be true even in the giving of this message this morning. And let it be true as we listen, Lord, with hearts prepared by you, Holy Spirit, so that the seed of the word can produce fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold beyond this meeting. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen. I have a title for this message this morning. It is as follows, Interpreting the Times. The title for this message comes from Luke 12. That'll be our primary passage, quite a few verses in Luke and surrounding chapter 12 and into Luke 13. Interpreting the Times. Jesus says in Luke 12, 54 through 56, these first three verses we'll consider this morning from which we grab this title. He also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you say at once, a shower is coming, and so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be scorching heat, and it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky. But why do you not know how to interpret the present time?